getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, polka music for the next hour. So get ready to get out your dancing shoes or your toe-tapping shoes or even your socks. I really don't care, but I've got an hour of great old-time music for you to listen to. So glad to have you along for another week here on the old Oompa Hour. I'm telling you right now, I am again finding myself doing the show with a cold. What is the deal here? I feel like I just finished doing the show with a cold. But it's back, came back early this week. I think it's getting better. The sinus pressure is gone. I'm not coughing so much, but my voice is still a little weird. So maybe I sound a little weird to you. Maybe you think I always sound weird. Doesn't matter. But anyway, for the first time ever, I have a beverage in the studio with me while I'm doing the show. I never bring anything in the studio with me, whether it's water or pop or coffee or nothing, because there's a lot of stuff in here. And there's very little space. I can't even hardly find room to set the records down half the time. And I just don't have space to put a can of pop or a cup of coffee. But taking into account my weird feeling voice this week, I thought I had better have one of my trusty Diet Pepsis sitting in here to get me through the show. So I'm going to be sipping on Diet Pepsis while you're dancing to the records. Let's start out with Johnny Vadnall this week, shall we? Who's going to love you?
Back again, but darling, even though our parting makes me blue, I wish the best of luck to you. Although I can't help wondering who, yes, who.
Who's gonna kiss you? Who's gonna hug you? Who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna hold your hand? Who's gonna say you're grand? Who's gonna kiss you? Who's gonna hug you? Who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna be your honey when I'm gone? Kiss ya, who's gonna hug ya, who's gonna love ya, dear? Who's gonna hold your hand? Who's gonna say you're grand? Who's gonna kiss ya, who's gonna hug ya, who's gonna love ya, dear? Who's gonna be your honey when I'm gone?
All right, there you go. Who's going to love you? Johnny Vadnall here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Rolling along for another week, battling a little bit of a cold. I'm sick of this cold, I'm telling you. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, speaking of being sick of the cold, are you ready for the forecast from here in beautiful northern Minnesota today? 22 below zero this morning. That is not counting the wind chill. Now, for those of you that live where it's warm all the time, you probably don't deal with wind chills. Wind chill is what the air feels like on your bare skin. So like if the temperature is 22 below, and you're in a 5 mile an hour wind, on your skin it will feel like 35 below. And the combination of wind and the cold air will cool your skin to that temperature as if it were that. So if it's 20 below out and the wind chill's 35, you will freeze to death as if it were 35 below instead of 20 below, if that means anything to you. It's kind of like when you have the heat factor, when they mix in the humidity and they say, well, it's 85 degrees with the heat factor, it's 97 or whatever. Same kind of deal. So your car doesn't get any colder than 22 below if it's 22 below. But you may feel colder faster if the wind chill's higher. So I figured it out today. Because everybody, you know, it's a big thing we talk about up here is wind chill. And I figured it out today because if you're walking, you're creating your own wind chill. Now, early this morning, I went to the post office. And the actual air temperature was 22 below and the winds were calm. And I knew the wind was calm. If the wind is calm, is there any wind? Winds are calm. No, winds are missing. If the wind is calm, you can tell because you see the exhaust or steam or whatever coming up out of people's furnaces. I guess it's exhaust. I don't know what it is. Comes out of your furnace out a pipe on the top of your house anyway. And if it's going straight up out of all the houses that you see, there's no wind blowing it around at all. So it was calm out, and I thought, okay, the average person walks at 3.1 miles an hour. So I put it into the wind chill calculator, and at 22 below, if you're walking, if the wind is at 3 miles an hour, the wind chill is 32 below zero. So by walking in 22 below on a calm day, you're creating your own wind chill, making it feel like 35 below, which makes you feel colder, which makes you walk even faster, which makes your own personal wind chill gets even colder. It's a vicious cycle. See what happens when I get up early and I'm sitting around thinking of stuff? I'm like, what is going on here? Anyway, let's get back to the old-time music or I'm going to run out of voice and we're not going to have time to play this stack of records I got here. Stan Wisniak is up next and I like Boombas. Boombas, obviously, Stan Wisniak, and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. This is weird for me, not only because I'm doing it with a cold, and you know, I've been complaining for years that the headphones in this studio do not play loud enough, and I have real crummy hearing because I spent a lot of years playing rock and roll bands and stuff, and so my hearing is kind of, you know, it's like, what? I talk loud because I can't hear myself. And so between that and the cold and everything, and this is weird to me because I'm working in the dark. I mean, the lights are on in the studio, but it's not daytime. I think in the what? How long have we been doing this now? 4 years? 5 years? 4 years? Something like that. Whatever it is, I always do the show in the daytime when it's daylight out. Very rarely will I do it when it's dark. And of course, here in Minnesota in the winter, it's dark early. So it's dark in here. And we need more lamps. We need more counter space. We need louder headphones. I need to make a list. Because over here at turntable number one, there's no lamp or light in the area, and I have a very difficult time reading the records over here. But anyway, we will press on, but it's weird doing the show in the dark. We have plenty of snow, nothing really new since last week, but cold, 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 cold. 22 below zero this morning, wind chills around 39 below. Holy cow, man. So those of you that are listening in warm places, I know we've got people listening in San Francisco and down in Florida and over in Texas. I know we got people in a lot of warm spots tuned in. And for those of you that are listening in like Pennsylvania and New York and Chicago today, I'm sorry that you have crummy weather too. But anyway, that's the way it goes. The Ample Airs. This is weird because there's the Ample Airs, one word, and there's the Ample Airs. And I've never figured out if they're two different bands or not. But anyway, this is the Ample Space Airs. Maybe it's a label misprint. I don't know. Anyway, they're doing the tuba polka. There's the Ample Airs. It says it's the tuba polka. I don't hear. You would think there'd be an excessive amount of tuba-ing in a song called the tuba polka. But anyway, there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We do this every week. Glad you're along with us to enjoy some great old-time music, maybe some dancing this evening. Want to talk here this evening? You could be listening to this at 6 in the morning. What am I talking about? Because it's dark outside. That's why. Want to talk about quickly World of Accordions Museum and invite you to check them out. Check them out online. That's the easy way to do it. It'll make you want to go there. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. And, of course, they have 1,400 or so accordions and concertinas on display. They have all sorts of memorabilia, documentation, historical stuff. It's just, it's an amazing amalgamation of accordion-related stuff at this museum. They have a gorgeous concert hall. They have all sorts of activities throughout the year. They have jam sessions and concerts and workshops. They have one of the only places left in the world where you can attend a accordion and concertina repair and technician school. They even sell tools and equipment for doing these repairs. You find out more online, worldofaccordions.org, located in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on the shores of Lake Superior, oddly enough, right across the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota. Check it out. You'll want to visit worldofaccordions.org. Back to the tunes. It's Marv Herzog and the gang. Here's the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. It's Marv Herzog there, the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Don't forget, now you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. A lot of ways to do that in modern times. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. That is one quick and easy way to do it. You could also join us on Facebook. You just simply go to facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. Or you can call or text, believe it or not, area code 218-259-2985. If you want to make a request or dedication or ask a question or just say hey or say boo, see if it really even works. Again, that's 218-259-2985. Now, you know, we always try to get a waltz in every show. I think, was it last week? I just about forgot. I had to sneak it in at the end. Or was last week the week where I managed to play a couple of waltzes? I don't remember now. We do not play a lot of records by Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Part of that is because a lot of them are buried in a big pile under this counter, and it's very difficult to get to them. Which reminds me, I would just like you to know that I have been doing some consideration in the way the old-time records are stored around here. And I think I may have come up with a way that's going to give me easier access to about 50% of them that get played rarely because it's so much work to get to them. So if I succeed in this mission over the next few weeks, it's going to greatly expand the number of selections available. Not that we repeat very much. There's a lot of records in here. And repeats are not very common, unless they're my favorites, of course. Anyway, let's do a waltz. Dancers, if you're ready, the Bluebird Waltz. It's Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, the Bluebird Waltz. This is Tim's Oompa Hour that you have stumbled into on your radio or your internet or your web feeds or your podcast, however the heck people listen to things. Do you hear that noise? Listen to that noise. You hear that noise? You know what that is? That's the sound of a 45 going back into its sleeve. There are generations of people that have no idea what that means. Okay, I think it's a little tough now sometimes, I think, to just jump from a waltz right back to a polka. Perhaps we should have a little transitional music in between, like perhaps a Rhinelander, huh? Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra, this is the Little Lulu Rhinelander. With the Little Lulu Rhinelander, Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra. I assume that that would be named after Little Lulu, the comic book and cartoon character, if you remember Little Lulu. I don't know that. He may have had a girlfriend named Lulu, and he named a Rhinelander after her. I have no idea. This next one's kind of a fun one. It says right on it. It's from the Dana Records Oldies collection. It says right on it, Dana Polka Oldies. Is printed right on the record label. This is kind of a fun, crazy one. Peggy Stanley with Dick Byron and the Harmony Bells Orchestra and the Open the Door Polka.
Who's there?
Let me in.
Who's there? Who's there?
Let me in.
Go away.
It's me.
What do you want? Well, what do you want?
Open the door.
I will not.
Well,
You know what.
What do you mean? What do you want?
You don't know?
I'd like to know.
Open the door.
What do you want? What do you want? Now I know.
All right, there you have it, the Open the Door polka there. Peggy Stanley, Dick Byron, and the Harmony Bells Orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Glad you're tuned in with us today. And I always forget to remind people this. I always think of it, though. If you're enjoying the Oompa Hour, it would be swell of you to contact wherever you're hearing it and let them know that you're listening and that you're enjoying the program. Because a lot of times, broadcasters, webcasters, and the like, don't get a lot of feedback. You'd think they would, but they don't. So look up the email to the radio station you're listening to, or if they have a Facebook or something, send them a message. Say, hey, we love listening to your station. We love the Oompa Hour, whatever. Let them know you're digging it, because that's how we spread the polka love, you know. Now, of course, you know the show comes to you from northern Minnesota. And we have a lot of Scandinavians in Minnesota. And we really have a lot of everything in Minnesota. I'm telling you, you talk about a melting pot. New York's got nothing on us. And rarely do we get a Scandinavian polka into the show. So we got to do it every now and then. The Minnesota Scandinavian Ensemble is up next. The Hasselby Steppen Polka. That is the Minnesota Scandinavian Ensemble and the Hasselby Steppen Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, playing the old-time records for you every week, like we always do here on the show. Alvin Stasinski, always one of my favorites. And I know I haven't played an Alvin Stasinski record for a long time because I have forgotten how to type his name, how to spell his name without reading it off the record. Anyway, Alvin, he's going to always be in love with his sweet Marina. We know that because he's going to sing about it now.
I'll always be in love with sweet Marina. A pretty little girl is sweet Marina. She never knew how much I really loved her. What could I do to make a sweetheart of her? One day she was alone and I walked past her. She smiled at me and oh, my heart beat faster. And when I told her of my secret yearning, she kissed me and a flame of love was burning. Marina, 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 please tell me that I'll be your man. Marina, 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 we'll marry as soon as we can. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me. Oh, no, no, no. Marina, 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 please tell me that I'll be your man. Marina, 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 we'll marry as soon as we can. I'll always be in love with sweet Marina. A pretty little girl is sweet Marina. She never knew how much I really loved her. What could I do to make a sweetheart of her? One day she was alone and I walked past her. She smiled at me and oh, my heart beat faster. And when I told her of my secret yearning, she kissed me and a flame of love was burning. Marina, 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 please tell me that I'll be your man. Marina, 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 we'll marry as soon as we can. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me. Oh, no, no, no. Marina, 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 please tell me that I'll be your man. Marina, 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 we'll marry as soon as we can. Oh, my pretty little loved one, please don't ever leave me. No, you mustn't leave me.
You know what the most rare thing is right there? You just heard an old-time polka record. It had a fade-out on it. They almost never fade out. Like, I bet one out of 1,000 records has a fade-out on the end like that. Just totally weird. Alvin Stasinski there, Marina, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Here's a standard, a classic artist, and a classic song, Mr. Yankovic. Frank, that is. Not the completely unrelated Weird Al Yankovic, who has nothing to do with Frankie, although they have met. Anyway, y'all know the song, y'all know the singer. Here's Frankie and the Happy Wanderer Polka.
I love to go out wandering along the mountain track, and as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera, Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
my knapsack on my back.
I love to wander by the stream that dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera, Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
come join my happy song. Oh, may I always laugh and sing beneath God's clear blue sky. Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera, Valderie,
Valderie,
Valdera,
Valdera,
beneath God's clear blue sky, beneath God's clear blue sky,
beneath God's clear.
Frankie Yankovic there, the Happy Wanderer Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, just cranking out the polkas like we do every week here on the show. Glad you're with us. Here's the Merry-Go-Round Polka with Elmer Scheid and the band. There you have it, Elmer Scheid and his band there from New Ulm, Minnesota, and that is the Merry-Go-Round Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. You may have noticed in that one you heard some authentic 40- or 50-year-old record scratches in that one. Ah, you betcha. Hey, you hear these kids these days talk about scratching records. That's like scrunching them back and forth, making weird noise. They don't know what real scratches sound like, for Pete's sake. All right, where are we going here? I don't know what's going on. Sometimes I get confused. Too many records. I'm sorting out records while the songs are playing. Matty Madura and his orchestra. Now, there's an act we haven't heard from for quite a while. Here's the Sunset Polka. Thank you. there you have it. That's the Sunset Polka. That is Matty Madura and his orchestra here on the, as far as I know, the only old-time and polka show that's happening in the world where the entire show is played off phonograph records. That is fact, ladies and gentlemen. We play nothing but records here on the Oompa Hour. 45s, 33s, once in a while, even at 78, we go kind of crazy. Some of them are a little scratchy once in a while, but that's the patina that makes them special. Joe Rock and his orchestra. I don't know if he's singing about an actual beam of sunlight or if he's singing about like his mixer in the kitchen or even a small old car, if you remember him. This is the Sunbeam Polka. Well, there you go, Sunbeam Polka, Joe Rock and his orchestra, and another record full of authentic, scratchy sounds there. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Oh, Six Fat Dutchmen coming up. That's what's lurking over here on turntable number one. It's hard to tell. As I told you earlier, turntable number one doesn't have very good lighting over it, and you can't hardly see the records over here. And you know, I think this turntable does have little adapter gizmos in the top where you can actually plug in little lamps that light up the record. You know, like if you're playing in a club or something. I gotta look into that. Anyway, Six Fat Dutchmen here. This is the Cherry Pickers Polka. Thank you. Well, there you go with the Six Fat Dutchmen, the Jerry Pickers Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Looks like we're going to have time. Maybe jam in a couple more tunes here. I'll see what I can come up with while you listen to this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, my turn. I don't know what the heck I was doing. You know what I was doing? I was looking at box polka records I have not sorted out in 30 years. That's what I was doing. Pay attention to the show, dummy. That is a curse of live radio. You may be hearing this on a broadcast. You know that obviously I'm recording this show right now, but it's live from the beginning to the end. So when I screw up, you get to hear it like it's, you know, because it's really happening. Martin Serra with Lou LaValle. Oddly enough, it's on Serval Records. Get it? Martin Serra, S-E-R, Lou LaValle, V-A-L, Serval Records. I love it. This is a great sounding record, though. This is the new Hermione Polka. Ah, did you see what I did there? Not only did I clear my throat during that record, but you heard two songs in a row. In the business, we call that a segue, because I wouldn't fit in another song had I taken time to talk in between them. So we jammed in Leo Greco doing the clarinet polka there, and featuring Bobby Andrews on the trumpet.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week with a whole fresh stack of great old-time records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.